Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Our project is working on the effects of palm oil and finding a local solution to deforestation and pollution.
Palm oil is a cheap alternative to other more expensive seed oils. Although it is cheap to make and relatively easy to produce, it comes with a major environmental cost.
According to the Huffington Post, in order to make space to produce palm oil, companies must first slash and burn hundreds of acres of forest, emitting roughly 5.2 million tons of CO2 gas into our atmosphere, creating a whole other problem in itself.
Along with air pollution, palm oil also affects the organisms whose habitats are destroyed during the process of slash and burn. According to National Geographic, around 3,000 orangutans' lives are taken when their habitats are destroyed from the manufacturing of palm oil. Over the past century, the orangutan population has shrunk by nearly 50%.
Palm oil also risks eliminating biodiversity in major forests in places like Indonesia, Malaysia, and parts of South America. The Huffington Post states that more than 60% of Indonesia's carbon emission has come from the degradation of forest and peatlands.
A 2013 Greenpeace study showed that within the next 20 years, Indonesia and Malaysia's forests will be completely overtaken by palm oil, vanishing the forest that was once there.
Throughout the past decade, more and more people have been trying to gradually switch over to sustainable palm oil. Through the RSPO, sustainable palm oil criteria and certification levels were established.
Although there is this bleak trajectory, there are ways that you can help to contribute to the solution. In November of 2006, a company called Green Palm was created. Green Palm is the lowest certification level, meaning the proceeds go towards making things RSPO certified.
RSPO certified, or the highest certification level, requires that no forest containing protected species or holding conservation significance were used in the process.
So next time you're buying things, look for the RSPO label or some sort of indication that shows the palm oil in that product is 100% sustainable.
We hope that from hearing this, you will be able to take these possible solutions and incorporate them into your day-to-day life.
Thank you.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.